Superintendent Jeff Dix represents Newell Fonda with our Spotlight program today. And Jeff, first and foremost, you have a little bit of a schedule change you wanted to share with our listeners.
We do. So with regional volleyball starting, and we always support our teams and take an optimistic view, like the best is yet to come for them. So we shook up our parent-teacher conference schedule so everybody can hit the regional game. So our girls open up with West Bend Mallard. Mm-hmm. And so Monday of that week, the 22nd, conferences will be from 4 to 5:30. Tuesday will be the normal 4 to 7:30, and then Wednesday will make up the other 2 hours from 4 to 6. Okay. Okay. People will still get a letter with a scheduled time. That's why we have, you know, like 95% attendance at our conferences. We schedule them. So they'll still get that, but it'll look a little different, and we just want them to be aware of that.
Hey, let's talk about the Quiz Bowl team and what's going on with Newell Fonda in that respect.
Yeah, so this is a brand new team formed by Mrs. Schubert, and she has 13 members, and they're going to kick things off on Saturday, fielding a varsity and a JV team. So good luck to that group, and we're excited to see what comes of that, and thanks to Mrs. Schubert.
Let's share some info regarding your FFA, if you would.
I'll tell you, Mrs. Nealand is so busy with that FFA group. So one of the neat things they're doing is they're providing meals for farmers, and that's going to start October 16th, and they'll be at Landis in Newell. And then the 18th, Landis in Sulphur Springs. The 25th, Ag Partners in Fonda. The 26th, they'll provide meals at DFS in Newell, and October 31st at Ag Partners in Albert City. So starting at 10 o'clock or somewhere around there, they're going to drop off a big cooler full of packed lunches. Farmers are in there in a hurry, and with this wet weather, they're mm-hmm. going to be in a real hurry now that the sun is shining. So just a thank you to all our farmers from our FFA, and a great model by Mrs. Nealand to recognize this busy time, and everybody just take a little extra time, have a meal on the FFA.
Yeah, great gesture right there. Well done. And before we wrap up and get done, I saw on social media from Dana Seibert sharing a recent post regarding your girls' basketball coach, Mr. Dick Jungers.
That's correct. So Mr. Jungers is the entire state of Iowa's nominee for the National Head Girls Basketball Coach of the Year. So quite a distinction, and I've had some conversations with Coach Jungers. One, I don't recall hearing of the nominee in the past, but evidently we do put one forward to the National Association every year. But, you know, it's a great recognition. Mr. Jungers really didn't want me to talk about it, but it is about what he's really accomplished here. You know he took over for Coach Jody Mask and just even made it better. He's got a record through 16 seasons of 339 wins and 68 losses. And, you know, I came early to the office to try and get a jump start on my day, and I can hear in our practice gym girls athletes in there for weights and agilities going at it, and I know who's right there overseeing it, Coach Jungers. So he definitely puts in the time, is a great model. And, you know, huge hats off to all the kids that have been through the program and just continue to come through the program and put in that extra work. But, you know, it does take a leader to do that.
And
so, great job.
Yes, absolutely. Can't wait to hear the result from that vote, which we'll have down the road. And I'll visit with you again down the road. Thanks much for the time, Jeff. Have a great
one. You bet. Hey, one other thing, Chris. Yeah. My favorite time of the year, the FFA is kicking off their fall fundraiser. So that's fruit, meat, cheese, candy, cookie dough, butter braids, you know, and I should be on the front end of that with a fruit purchase, but I'm usually down in that meat, cheese, candy, cookie dough type. But they'll be kicking that off. Everybody look out. Thanks for their support. It sends our kids to conventions and lets them do the meals for the farmers. So, you know, support our FFA. They're doing a lot of great things.
Superintendent Jeff Dix, our guest representing Newell Fonda Spotlight program every other week right here on Mix 101.7.